Going back to your parents again, at what point were you able to sit down and have this conversation with your parents to the extent you have?
It's been years. It's been years because we were so busy. We were so busy after 9/11, and the pace did not let up for a very long time. And today, the pace still has not let up. If you look around the nation, what we have done to secure our skies has been phenomenal in the way that they've looked at layering the defense and trying to be as balanced and measured as they can to provide us all the gift of flight, while at the same time securing our critical infrastructures and ensuring that we can keep continuity of government and those places and properties in our nation that we hold sacred safe.
Major Heather Penny, ladies and gentlemen. I mentioned call signs earlier. Yours is Lucky. That seems pretty benign, but all call signs are not benign unless there's something hidden in yours that we don't get.
No, you ever heard the term better lucky than good? Lucky Penny, it's a little bit of a play on my last name. And I was also very fortunate when I first got to the fighter squadron to have some unique experiences. And so I think, honestly, I do believe it's appropriate. I've been very lucky in my aviation career, first of all, to come from such a long line of outstanding and amazing women. Beginning with Schutze and Connie, who completely embodies everything that we love about the WASP. You both are such an inspiration, and thank you for making it possible for me to have the opportunities that I've had and to be where I was.
You're done?
You had enough? Schutze first, and give the mic back to Schutze.
Oh, I have a mic.
Oh, yes, you do. What's it like for you to sit and hear not only Connie's story, but this remarkable story from Heather?
I feel about this big. She has done so much. They both have done so much. From a little beginning, I guess you would say, I am overcome with emotion. I am overcome with admiration for both. I haven't the words to express it.
Right. Connie?
Well, that was not fair, Heather. You make us all tear up here. It is very special to have an opportunity. I don't care if you're a male or a female. And I totally agree with Heather's comment earlier that the airplane does not know the difference. You just get in there and make it work. Whatever works is, it's just really nice to have an opportunity. I'll tell you that I attempted to keep a low profile in my early aviation career because most reporters or most people had a preconceived idea or they'd already written the story. They just wanted to put my name on it. It was how difficult it was, how I'd been harassed and all these other things. And if you just work hard and inspire others, it comes around and they figure out that, in fact, I had the president of Delta Airlines tell me when I finally got to him to get my interview for the airline, which is another long story we won't go into, Mr. Garrett looked at me and he said, "You just want to fly airplanes, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And then what other quick one, as time went on and people accepted the women more, I found that I was a role model. So I did come out in an educational light and was happy to have the little girls look at me and say, "Can I do that?" And you say, yes, you can. And I actually had one lady at a convention, a young lady one time, she said, "Yeah, I was here a couple of years ago, and I saw you, I met you, and I went home and told my mom, I want to be Connie Boland when I grow up."
Wow.
Now, how special is that, you know, to inspire? So to inspire is critical.
Heather, what are you hearing, if anything, from your two daughters about aviation?
Well, they both go flying with me, and my older one is demonstrating an actual interest in flight and aviation. So I think all of us that have children, and you know, we roll the dice and just hope that perhaps they'll share this, you know, genetic mutation that we all seem to have that keeps us in the sky. So I'm so fortunate to have a family that I'm able to share this particular passion with. And I just want to echo what Connie said about how important it is that we provide role models and that we show the young people, and especially young women, that they too can be pilots, because as I said before, if you can see it, then you can be it. And if we need to help people understand these young people and young girls, that they too can also be aviators, that they can be pilots, and that this world is not closed to them.
And adding on to that, EAA, and Connie can describe this better than I can, EAA is making huge efforts regarding females in aviation, yes?
Oh, yes, with their Women SOAR and many of the programs, and Peggy with the Women in Aviation, they were one of the original organizations that put the women, you know, networking in place, which has been huge, and EAA has picked up on that. They really do encourage the women. And my comment to the women, the females, is we are not special. We have an opportunity just like everybody else.
Great. Questions from the floor? Yes.
I'd first like to say thank you to all three of you. You're huge role models to everyone, men and women. I'd like to ask Chutzi. I went to Army Aviation Flight School mostly because of you and all the other WASPs, and I just want to know what was the most memorable moment in your flight school at Sweetwater?
Oh, that's an easy one. The day I got those wings. We'll go forth from here with our silver wings, Daddy Ungo Blue, and a heart that sings.
Hi, I should say, could you tell us some of your flight career? What type of planes you flew? What type of planes you flew?
I see. I flew anything I could get my hands on. I was assigned to a training base. There wasn't much of a variety, but if a strange aircraft came in, I was right down on the flight line, practically on Bended Knee, begging for some time. And I had a variety of aircraft, like the C-47, the C-54, B-50, B-25, and the A-24, a Navy aircraft.
I told you that you also flew a float plane?
A float plane?
Yeah.
That was in civilian life, before the war, or after the war. I mean, I went to the airport, got my instructor's rating, got my instrument rating. I already had the commercial, and I was talked into, it was mentioned that I could get a water rating, and so I ran down the hill and got that.
Under my mic, yes. Yes.
Hi, Chutzi. My question, first of all, thank you for your service. And I was wondering, did you do any aircraft deliveries? Did you, from the factories, did you deliver any aircraft overseas? And also, did you have a favorite aircraft?
Well, first off, the WASPs were restricted to the continental United States. The story that we flew overseas or delivered bombers to England is not true. The 25 that went over with Cochrane went over, I think, in a boat. I forget the other question. What was the first part of your question? The ferry command was full. So the ferrying I did was for the base of which I was assigned. And that meant I was flying damaged or aircraft that needed major repair from Merced, California, down to Mines Field, and then returning them. We were kept busy. We worked a full day, every day.
Did you have a favorite aircraft?
The one I'm in.
A favorite? Yeah, okay. That answers it. Thanks.
I just had a little bit of something to make the crowd aware of. This country owns a huge debt of honor to the WASPs. And they aren't even allowed to be buried in the National Cemetery at Arlington.
They are now.
They're just getting that now. Okay. Yep. I mean, that's just been signed in.
That's right.
But they've been Aaron denied Miller. That and denied umpteen things along the way. No, and they were thrown out of the Army with little, if any, benefits. And they've had to fight every tooth and nail for any little bit of consension that they've had along the way. And these women are fine examples, but it's still a very small select group of those women in the military and that have been recognized and able to do that kind of thing. I would have loved to have been a military pilot, but was never allowed to, and heard a lot of stories about being lied to or whatever, so I never quite applied, which probably was a stupid of choice. But still, I hear a lot of stories about promises made that aren't kept, and the volume of what women in the military against male companionship and even in general aviation is still way skewed. And I'm hoping this country can recognize that fact, recognize the contribution that women have made to aviation, and certainly the WASPs to what their service to this country was, and give them the respect and honor that they deserve.
And these three women are among thousands who are doing exactly what you just described. Exactly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, one more.
I just have a quick question. Chitsi, when you were introduced, they were teasing you about being 39, and you said to turn the numbers around. I know you're not supposed to ask a woman her age, but would you mind telling us your age?
You remind me of two little boys where I was giving a talk standing in the back of the room, arguing between themselves. And when I said any questions, the little boy jumped up and down and he says, I got a question. Okay. How old are you? I told him, I said, I'm 93, which I am. And he turned to the other kid and said, see, I told you. You owe me a dollar.